name is David Larner. I'm principal here at Clements Crossing Elementary School. Welcome to this podcast. The topic of today's podcast is going to be report cards. I want to give you hints and suggestions about ways to look at the report card, things you might not notice at first, an educator's perspective of the elementary school report card here in Howard County. The first, and possibly the most important thing I want to say, I think there's a tendency when you look at the report card to want to focus in on the grades first. If your child's in kindergarten, first and second grade, how many W's, how many I's, how many N's did they get? If they're in third, fourth, and fifth grade, how many A's, how many B's, how many C's, etc.? I know as a parent of two elementary school students myself, that's the first place I have a tendency to look. My suggestion would be first take a look at the whole report card. Read the teacher's comment. See what the teacher has to say about your child. A lot of valuable information can be learned from that. Next, really look at the instructional levels. Is your child above, on, or below grade level in reading and math? Is that what you expected? Did you think your child was on grade level and they actually are above grade level, or vice versa? The grades in the language arts and the mathematics section really come from those instructional levels. Let me give you an example that demonstrates what I mean by that. Two third grade students, one who's on grade level in math, one who's above grade level in math. Both at the appropriate instructional level, doing work that matches their ability and performance. The on-grade level student is learning different objectives than the above-grade level student. The on-grade level student is working on third-grade objectives. The above-grade level student is working on fourth-grade objectives. The on-grade level student gets an A and demonstrates they have an outstanding level of understanding and comprehension of those third-grade objectives. The above-grade level student gets a B. They show they have a high level of understanding of those above grade level concepts and objectives. Both are very good grades, but they mean more when you look at that instructional level first. You have a greater understanding of what exactly your child has been asked to do and why they've received the grade that they have. The same thing applies in first and second grade. A first grade student doing on grade level math receives all I's in math, showing that they are able to independently show comprehension of those grade level objectives. Another first grade student gets W's above grade level in math. That student is showing they need assistance to demonstrate understanding and comprehension of those above grade level objectives. Again, two good grades, nothing to be concerned about in either case, but they have more meaning once you look at the above, on, and below grade level distinction. Reading is similar. Now, in reading, different students who are above, on, and below grade level don't get entirely different objectives, but instead, they work with reading materials that are at that appropriate level. So, for example, two fourth grade students. One is below grade level, one is on grade level. For this example, let's say that the below grade level student received an A in reading. That would tell you that the student is working with below grade level text, possibly third grade level text, possibly second grade level text, depending on their reading level. But at that level, they are able to show understanding and comprehension of objectives at an outstanding level. Same fourth grade, another student in the class who's on grade level. This student receives a B in reading. That shows you that working with fourth grade level text, on grade level text, that student is able to show a high level of understanding and comprehension of the objectives. Now, those of you who have children in kindergarten might have noticed that I did not mention kindergarten in that previous discussion. When you look at the kindergarten report card, you notice that in the fall and spring sections, it says conference where it says instructional progress. The reason for that is, developmentally, we want to wait till the end of kindergarten to really be able to say for sure if a kindergarten student is on, above, or below grade level. Students come to kindergarten with such a variety of different experiences. With that in mind, it's really not appropriate to distinguish and delineate above, on, and below grade level until the students have had a chance to become familiar with the school setting, the school surroundings, and have that full year of kindergarten under their belt in the public school system to determine on above and below grade level. The next part of the report card I want to talk about are the numbers you see on the report card, both in the learning behavior section and in all the grades, language arts, math, science, social studies, etc. There's an effort grade. Those learning behaviors and effort grades all have numbers instead of letters. If you look near the top of the report card, you'll see the effort code, 1 outstanding, 2 satisfactory, 3 needs improvement. Now, clearly those are terms that have a lot of interpretation built into them. What does outstanding mean? What does satisfactory mean? What does needs improvement mean? I want to give you some basic guidelines as you look at this. The main thing to keep in mind is that outstanding is a very high bar to cross. It's not easy to be outstanding in the learning behaviors or the effort. Really, outstanding means that on a daily basis, a student is demonstrating these behaviors consistently. When you look at the learning behaviors, use exercises self-control as an example. A student who's getting a 1 in exercises self-control is a student who daily is showing they have self-control. The teacher is really not needing to remind them at all about self-control. They're the kind of student who other students can look to as a role model for that behavior. And that really goes for all the learning behaviors. Listens attentively, takes appropriate risks, responds appropriately to directions. Similarly, the effort grades are the same way. A student who's receiving a 1 and outstanding for effort is consistently putting forth their entire effort. They are not rushing through work to try to get it done to get to another assignment. The teacher's not having to go back to them to ask them to add details about things they really should have known to add the details about. They're focused on their work. They're really doing what they need to be doing on a daily basis. Like I said, that is a high bar to cross. So please don't be surprised or disappointed if your student is getting 2s, satisfactories, in many of their learning behaviors and many of their effort grades. It's certainly something you could talk to the teacher about at conference time, but it would not be something I'd be worried about. If they're getting a 3 and needs improvement, that would show an area that does need to show growth. Either with those learning behaviors, your child is needing reminders on a regular basis in that area, or their effort is consistently not up to expectations. They're not putting forth that full effort. They're not doing the best work that they can do. So to sum it all up, here's what I would suggest. First, look at the report card as a whole. Don't just focus on those grades that your child got in math and reading and science and art. Look at the instructional levels. Take a look at the comment. Really see what the teacher wrote about your child. Does it match what you expected? Are you surprised by what they wrote? Then when looking at the effort grades and the learning behavior grades, you'll have an understanding of what outstanding means, what satisfactory means, and what needs improvement means. I hope you found this podcast informational, and it's given you at least a little bit of insight into the report card and what the different grades mean, the effort codes, the instructional codes, and the evaluation codes. The upcoming conference time is a wonderful opportunity to discuss the report card with your child's teacher. You'll be meeting with your child's homeroom teacher, their language arts teacher. They have really good insight into those learning behaviors, into those effort grades. They can tell you a lot of good information about your child's day-to-day performance here at school. Well, thank you very much for listening. I hope to see many of you at conference time. For those of you that I don't see, I wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving. You have a great, happy, and healthy holiday, and I'll be seeing you around school. Thanks a lot.